Back here on the Mighty 690 at 740, it is time for our update from Native American Fellowship. Joining us in studio, we have Chris Crane. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing well. Gearing up for this is Farm Show
yes,
Eve.
Yes, it so is.
It's going to be in the second gear here this morning. Maybe it's in the third gear already. I don't know what's going on over there in Ellis Hall, but it's really going to be going.
I talked to John Leonard when I walked in, and he said it was going to be kind of a long weekend, and but it's a fun weekend. Too.
So. Oh, it is. It sure is. But man, it's a crazy amount of work, and I don't even have to do that much. I just kind of show up. So,
well, I know, and I came in and I handed you my paper, and I was like, "Don't be afraid. I have a lot of stuff to report." So I kind of go off the last time I was up here, and back in February, I'm looking right here. We had it said here we had a meeting attended a potluck in Dewey. At Cherokee Cultural Community, which is on 700 Durham Road in Dewey. They're having a regular meeting tonight, and I believe Sage Ellison, who has sagebrush beading and is teaching beading classes for free to Cherokee members at these community buildings, it's through an arts recovery grant through Cherokee Nation, and she'll be there to speak to them tonight, and we've had her come and bead for us, and I got to take the class. Lyle Martin was in the class with me, and we made earrings. It was kind of fun. So, we had gone to this potluck, and Sean Crittenden, who is with Cherokee Nation, and he's head of the Cherokee Nation Gadoogee Corps. It's a new volunteer organization, national service, kind of like an AmeriCorps, but it's for Cherokee Nation. He gave a little speech. He talked about it. So it's very exciting stuff. And then on February 21st, that was like the 17th of February, the 21st, Bill Davis, Harry Herod, and myself, we were invited to attend a luncheon in Bartlesville. It was for the Bartlesville Kiwanis, and the keynote speaker was Chief Hoskin. And also another speaker was Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. It was really nice. And we were invited by John Weston, who is the incoming president of Kiwanis in Bartlesville. He's a member of NAFI, and he's also the secretary for the Washington County Cherokee Association. And it was very nice of him to invite us. We enjoyed ourselves. It was a nice little deal. And then, oh gosh, it was just like, it's just constant. Then the 24th, Bill Davis, Bill Shufelt, and myself, John Weston, we met him up, and we went to Hulbert, Oklahoma. It was a Saturday, and it's a, we're part of the Cherokee Nation as a community and cultural outreach program, a CCO is what we call it, and they do training every month. So we went down and listened to a really good speaker about fundraising. We had lunch. We got to do a little, you know, it's connections with all these other CCO organizations. So it was pretty nice, and it was just a fun day. I mean, it makes it easier, you know, you take part of your weekend, but that was a fun thing to do. And then, as you know, the following Monday, on February 26th, we were here, did Fry Bread Journeys, and our special guest was Chief Hoskin, who came down, and we gave him the last half hour of the show. I got a lot of good feedback on it.
Good.
So, and we'll talk about it. We have our episode of Fry Bread Journeys on Monday, but it was a whole delegation that came.
Yeah.
And we went all over, and it was pretty nice because Cherokee Nation presented some checks to places here in Coffeyville. So we'll just talk about that kind of stuff on Monday. But following that, then we had about a week and a half, and we had the University of Connecticut sent 12 students to stay at NAFI for an entire week. I mean, they live there.
That's awesome, man.
And it's part of some program they have, and I guess it's a nationwide program with different colleges. I was talking to him, and I said, okay, so you spend your spring break doing community service. You just sign up, and they put you wherever. And they said, no, they don't put us wherever. We requested to come here, which makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked really hard. We had jobs lined up. They went down. They helped build a deck and some ramps. They did a big cleanup on a property for a Cherokee elder. They painted. They went out to some of the Cherokee cemeteries, painted. We got our money's worth out of them. And all we had to do was provide them a place to stay.
Okay.
But we kind of felt like we ought to go a little bit extra. And they really wanted, I said, what is it you want to know about this area? And they said, well, they wanted to know about food.
Mm-hmm.
They got to go down to Tahlequah and have a hog fry.
Oh,
and
okay.
Fry bread. They didn't get any grape dumplings. So when we had our Thursday potluck, they, on the 14th, one of our members made them grape dumplings so they could all enjoy that. And honestly, I one evening I taught him how to make corned bean necklaces, and another evening Bill taught him how to throw tomahawks. Well, he created a monster there.
Oh, no.
There were four K-State students that were staying down at Dewey. So there was a challenge, of course.
Of course.
And Wednesday night when they were here, we had done medicine bags, and then we had a weenie roast, and the K-State students came over, and it was a battle royal, I'm telling you. And UConn came out on top. We only let them use part of their students, and then I think someone else, or part of them, went over to help K-State. But it was so much fun, and Dora Smith-Patskowski, who is the tribal counselor for District 12, she came up Thursday before the potluck and showed them how to make a basket. And they all were sitting outside. It was a beautiful day. Set out, made baskets, and they helped us serve food at the potluck. They cleaned up, and they left Saturday morning. And Friday, they just really whipped it out in there. And I went with them to the Will Rogers Museum and Claremore. I mean, you've been before.
Yeah.
It's a great museum. Mm-hmm. And we went to the Birthplace Ranch. But I kind of forget what it's like if you've never been. We were gone for 7 hours.
Oh, my.
To do this. I was like, oh, I forgot what it was like taking field trips. But they were so respectful. They were so inquisitive. They were enthusiastic. I got tickled because all of them friended me on Facebook. And I got told that I reminded them of their grandmother. And I didn't really need that. I said, okay, I know that I'm old enough to be your grandmother. But just, could I be some kind of like cool aunt or something like that? But I've already had some of them back. We want to follow you on Facebook. We're doing this and that. And they were just, some of them were juniors, so they want to come back. They said they really want to come back to us next year.
Well, wonderful. Well,
that's
I
what
think
we want.
Sounds like a really, really start of something.
Oh, yeah. It was hard saying goodbye to them. And we said our goodbyes on Friday. And then Saturday morning, Bill, myself, John Weston drove over from Bartlesville. And my husband, wonderful smiling Charlie Crane, drove us to Kansas City for the annual at-large meeting
Good
for
grief.
The Cherokee
wow,
Organization.
You're all
like
over
I'm
the place.
Like I'm telling you. Chief was at that. A lot of people there. And that was a whole day. And it was downtown at Memorial Hall. But it was honestly, it was great. And it was hosted by the Kansas City Cherokee Community Organization. Melissa McKee is their president. They're our sister group. And so I'm shouting out to Melissa and Jenny Wilson, Joe Parker, Bobby Tonsfeld, Jenny Wise, and Annalise Guthrie. They are good friends. They are good people. They signed up. I don't know how many new members. And Cherokee Nation was there with the photo ID, so you could get your IDs. They had almost 1,000 people there that day. Fed us lunch. We got to hear different presentations. And again, it's more, you know, connecting with old friends, making some new friends. I thought it was interesting. They had 3 Cherokee veterans they honored, and one of them was originally from Coffeyville. His name was Ron Murphy. And he graduated in 1961 from Field Kinley High School. What a lovely man, and well-deserved. One of the Cherokee, the KCC people on their group, her name is Kelly Potter, and she was made an honored elder. And that was, she's a lovely lady. So it was really nice to see all that. And really, we just, you know, finally, this Monday, Nowata, we went down to Nowata. They're building a Head Start, Cherokee Nation is. And they announced that the food distribution center across the road, and they serve Cherokee elders lunch every single day. And we ate, and because I am an elder after all. Mm-hmm. I look like somebody's grandmother. Good food. But it's a really small dining area, and Chief showed up, and they're going to expand another 500 square feet, so they're going to start work on that, too, to get the food pantry. Just things are happening. I mean, I posted some pictures, and I said, it's a good day to be a Cherokee. It really is, because it was wonderful.
That's great.
So we've just been busy. I will say that on our potluck last Thursday, we had 3 presenters. We had a girl named Kimmy Douglas, who sang for us in Cherokee. We had Blake Lyons from Cherokee Nation Emergency Services to talk about possibilities, tornado season and all that. And we had Hunter Baraji. And you remember we had the Independence Gun Club on Frybread Journeys. Her mom is a member, and she is a member, and she's like a 4-time field trial champion. She's only 26.
Mm, wow.
Anyway, she talked, and she's getting her hunter safety certification. She'll be able to teach it. And it was a pretty interesting It was just a good day.
That's great.
But other than that, I just want to remind everybody, Monday we have an episode of Frybread Journeys, where our special guest is going to be John Weston. Like I said, John's a member of NAFI. He also has a show over on your sister station, K1 in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. And that's 1400,
yep.
Isn't it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he does three times a month, like a 15-minute deal. It's called Cherokee Chat. And I think he was worried. It's 15 minutes, so it's not the same thing as Frybread Journeys. But he gets some interesting people on there in interviews. And I just said, John, why don't you come over and just hang out with us that day? And I'll ask your opinion. We've talked. I John is a good person, and I kind of tease him a lot. I said he reminds me of a very irritating younger brother sometimes. He's not that irritating. I'm sure I'm an irritating older sister, very older sister to him. But we're planning on doing that, and I'm going to make a cake.
Oh, good.
Chocolate.
Hey.
Okay, good recipe.
That's okay. That
I know.
Good.
I haven't brought food for a long time.
I know.
Oh,
we're wasting. I know we are. We notice
wasting away.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll plan on doing that, and we don't have a word in goodbye for Cherokee. So what we say is Donadago Ahi, which means until we meet again.
Excellent. Well, I like that. I like that. That's good.
That's about it.
We always say in the RVing world, you know, see you later.
So see you later.
It's never goodbye.
Well, I have a Jeep, and they have that, you know, the Jeep wave thing that you have to do. And
that's right.
I'm like, I forget when I'm in my husband's truck that's not a Jeep. I'm waving at people. And they're looking at me like, what?
I always do the, you know, the thing on the county roads. Once you get on the dirt, it's a different world.
The thing on the steering wheel and kind
the
of
fingers.
Two fingers. You just kind of raise it up or one finger, something like that.
Yep. It's a whole thing.
It is.
You got to know when to do it, too. There's a whole science to it.
Well, sometimes you don't even do that. It's just the
the little
the tip
nod
of
thing,
the head. You just kind of bring your chin up a little, and you're just like, hey, I know.
It really depends, you know. It's a sixth sense kind of thing.
I think that's a discussion thing that we need to talk about too sometime. About, do you know that soda pop?
It's pop.
Cola, Coke.
Yep.
You call it what?
Pop.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you call it?
I call it. Soda a lot of times.
God.
Or pop. I say
the
soda
Oklahoma
pop.
Problem.
I
down
think
there.
It is. It's not a problem, but that's exactly. I've got my relatives in South Carolina call it Coke, and I said that's what you like. Well, it's not Coke.
Yeah. What kind of Coke do you want? What?
What kind of Coke do you want?
That's
crazy.
That is nuts. That we can agree. That's nuts.
That's right. Yes.
Good grief. Well, Chris, always great to have you here in the studio. Look forward to next Monday 9:10. You want to be here for Frybread Journeys.
All right. Thank you, James.
All right. That is our update from Native American Fellowship. And on the way, we have our last conversation with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison. That will be here in just a few minutes. You want to stay tuned for that. Also, Coffeyville's Reawakening, Coffeyville Friends of Animals will be getting started with Open Line just a little bit later, right around 9:10. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.